Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, world, and welcome to A Positive Mind with Positive Vibes. I am your host, Austin Varvel, and today I want to share a message of love, of inspiration, but most importantly, a reminder of who you are, what you're capable of, and what it is that you can do in this world. There is so much that you are capable of, and you are so, so powerful. And if this episode serves no other purpose, it's to remind you of how powerful you are. So today's episode, I really wanted to dive into resilience. Now, I've mentioned this in a couple episodes and maybe kind of went, you know, scratched the surface, if you will, when it came to the actual composition and the work and the process of developing resilience and what resilience is. So first and foremost, let's define resilience. So psychologically, in the realm of psychology, psychological resilience, as defined, is the ability to mentally or emotionally cope with a crisis or to return to pre-crisis status quickly, which would be your natural state. Resilience exists when the person uses mental processes and behaviors in promoting personal assets and protecting self from the potential negative effects of stressors. So let's break that down a little bit. Mental processes and behaviors. When we use mental processes and behaviors, that is nothing short of a reflection of our conditioning of who we are, what we've grown to believe, and what we've led as our narrative in life thus far. Now, when we talk about promoting personal assets and protecting the self, that is doing nothing other than self-preservation. That is doing nothing other than creating behaviors and conditioning that can help preserve your natural mind state, your peace of mind, your actual mind. And in addition, this is something that really helps you develop yourself. It helps you continue to grow, and it helps you continue to expand. Now, when you talk about the potential negative effects of stressors, what are those? What are those negative effects, right? So when it comes down to it, we look at those stressors, we look at what they are, what they're capable of, and what we're capable of. So at the end of the day, when we have these negative impacts or these negative things that impact us and they throw us off our game, they get in our head, they cause us to doubt, they cause us to negatively self-reflect, to create or produce negative self-talk. These are the experience, whether it be any form of a stressor, you know, relationships, work, the current situation of life right now in society and what's going on just in the world in general. When we allow ourselves to be shaken to our core, to really allow these things to take hold of us and really captivate us and almost capture us, so to speak, we are giving away that power. We are giving away that resilience. So once again, the full definition: psychological resilience is the ability to mentally or emotionally cope with a crisis or to return to pre-crisis status quickly. Resilience exists when the person uses mental processes and behaviors in promoting personal assets and protecting self from the potential negative effects of stressors. Now, what does that all mean for life right now? Well, we've had a lot of crazy shit go down in these last couple weeks, right? We've had some planets go direct. We've had, more importantly, as of yesterday, actually, so this is March 3rd. March 2nd, we actually had our new moon in Pisces, and this new moon was very, very, very transformative. This was a moon that really helped not only recharge our core and recharge, you know, our soul and who we are, but it also reminded us of who we are, what we're capable of, and the abilities of creation that we actually truly have. We are capable of so much. We are capable of producing so much, creating so much. However, we feel as though life just doesn't quit. Life just doesn't end. And by that, I mean throwing these negative stressors, whether it be gas prices, whether it's food, whether it's inflation. All of these things right now are creating an experience that overall appears as though the world is going to shit. It's negative, right? But what is that teaching us about ourselves? What is that teaching us about our ability to be flexible, to be able to mold and adapt, and to be able to transform and change with the evolution of the universe and consciousness in the world right now? These experiences right now are teaching us resilience. What you're experiencing in your life right now, whether it be, you know, breakups, whether it be a new home, whether it be, you know, a new job, whether it's moving to somewhere completely different, you know, and I don't want this to be negative. I don't want this to be negative in any way, shape, or form. When resilience comes, resilience is nothing but taking us out of our comfort zone. That can be both good and bad. Once again, a new job, a new home, things like that, that's beautiful. Those are beautiful blessings. Even removing oneself from friend circles, from a personal relationship, from a romantic, from a platonic situation, regardless of what it is, when you remove yourself from those negative stressors, that negative environment, you're creating an ability for yourself to build that resilience, to continue to strengthen yourself, to continue to say that no matter what happens, no matter what continues to enter my life, I am going to overcome it. I am going to see this through, and I'm going to make my dreams come true. There's so much, like I said, that's going on in the world that's distracting us from creating resilience within ourselves. We feel like we're being knocked down left, right, front, and center. We just can't catch a break. But what is that teaching you? That's teaching you to be creative, whether that be with, you know, creating income for yourself. It's teaching you to be resilient and flexible with the way that you thought life would be, or the way that you thought these next coming months or years or what have you could be. And when we learn to be fluid with this transformation, when we learn to really not only practice the resilience, but also move with these changes and move with the current, we find that our situation becomes a lot better. We find that our experience in life becomes so much greater because we're in alignment, right? So how do you develop this resilience? How do you create these things? Well, first and foremost, experience is the best teacher, as we've heard time and time again. However, you know, there's ways that you can develop resilience so that you don't have to go through the heartbreak or the hurt per se. Now, you'll still have to go through that experience to understand it, because once again, it's a matter of the balance between the dualities. You can't have pain without love. You cannot have, you know, the sadness without happiness. You cannot have light without dark. So you have to experience some kind of contrast so that you know what kind of feelings and what type of life and what kind of environment you want to be in. So there's five dimensions of resilience that are measured: personal competence, trust, tolerance, and strengthening effects of stress, acceptance of change and secure relationships, control, and spiritual influences. Now, when you break each and every one of these down, they really create pillars of the way that we navigate life, of the way that we go through life, and the way that we create our lives. Our personal competence, and competence not in the sense of book intellect or actual, you know, referential knowledge. This is about competence of the self. This is about competence of your heart, of your soul, of who you are as a human being, of what it is that you're meant to do and what it is that you're meant to create. That's the true competence. And you can only understand that, and you can only develop that competence by having the confidence to go within yourself, by having the ability to look yourself in the mirror, to reflect and say, there's some shit going on. There's some shit going on here. There's some pain here. There's some trauma here. There's something going on that doesn't feel right, that doesn't feel good. And I want to feel good. I want to be happy. You have to be willing to say enough is enough, and I want to have the best life that I can have for myself each and every day. You have to be willing to make the choice to say, and set aside the ego especially, and say it's time. It's time for me to heal. It's time for me to stop hurting myself. It's time for me to stop hurting others. And it's time for me to get out of my own way. And in that process, you develop trust. You develop tolerance. You develop strengthening effects of stress. Because as you continue to make these right choices, you continue to develop an ability to identify what these negative stressors may potentially be in your life. So when you're in a new experience or when you're in a new environment, you can quickly identify and see what it is that may come up again as something that may knock you off your game or knock you out of focus or distract you. So over time, as you continue to learn yourself, understand yourself, ask yourself those really deep questions, you're really able to understand what it is that once again ticks you off, but more importantly, what it is that keeps you centered and aligned, right? Because at the end of the day, it's a matter of a coexistence with self. And through that coexistence with yourself and the world around you, you create that trust, tolerance, and the strengthening of yourself to where stress doesn't bother you. But once again, it takes time and you have to be able to give yourself that process and that journey. Continuing on, you develop an acceptance of change and secure relationships. Now, this one is very, very interesting right now because, you know, the accepting of change is what creates the resilience for you to be able to overcome the stressors through developing personal competence. You see how that all flows together, right? And we're working backwards. We're not going from one, from the first to the last. We're working from where we're at right now and working our way backwards. So you can see how these really play in with one another. You have to be able to accept the change and the flow of life. And coming from a triple earth sign, specifically with my sun being Taurus and my moon being Virgo, I am very, very, very fucking stubborn. Very stubborn. And you know, it is what it is, dude. Like, I am who I am. I don't know what to tell you. It is what it is. But even I am learning that I can't be so stubborn. You have to learn when to be stubborn. Now, for your values, your core values, what you believe in, who you are as a human being, to a certain degree, you have to be stubborn in that. But you also have to be fluid. You see that duality, and it's hard to balance. I'll completely admit it. I struggle with it on a daily because I'm so rooted and I'm so grounded. Remember, you know, earth signs are very grounded. It has to do with a lot of, you know, once again, just cementing yourself in what you believe in, who's around you, the work that you do, who you love. There's a lot of, you know, once again, that loyalty comes with being stubborn, being grounded. So being able to accept that change and once again, secure relationships, you have to be able to accept those secure relationships that are around you. And what is a secure relationship? A secure relationship doesn't have to be romantic. It can be platonic. It can be business related, whatever it is. But it's a relationship that you feel safe. It's a relationship where you have trust. It's a relationship where you know that there isn't an ill manner or an ill sublying aspect to this foundation. You don't have, you know, mold or termites underneath your house when you have a secure relationship. You don't have any erosion. You don't have any mold, any deterioration of this relationship when you have a secure relationship. So, you know, when you have something that is that secure, that's locked, that's tight, that, you know, and it doesn't have to be a matter of control. Right? Because that's the next one, but we'll get to that next. It's not a matter of control. It's a matter of being at peace. It's a matter of accepting the change and just being present. Being grateful for where you are. Being grateful for what you're doing. Being grateful for what you can do. Right? And being grateful for what this person has to offer you. Because at the end of the day, people enter our lives to join our journey. They're not here to technically lead us. They're not technically here to guide us. Now, they may help us along the way, but that's our choice to accept it. Right? People don't enter our lives to, number one, stay with us forever. And number two, they don't enter our lives for us to change for them, for us to mold to them. They enter our lives to help us grow, to help us benefit ourselves, to help us continue to expand on who we already are and to grow and to be successful and to benefit. And when you have those relationships, once again, those are secure. And when you have those relationships, when you're able to understand the ways that stress can come and identify them, when you have that reflection of personal competence, you don't need control. And that is why it's a aspect of resilience, because when you're not resilient, you need to control everything because you're worried, you're afraid, you're scared, you're panicked. You're like, oh, what the fuck is going on? I need to keep it all safe. I need to keep it all here. I need to be contained. You can't do that. That's not the way life works. So when you take a step back and release that control and accept what is going on, accept and be secured in your relationships and have the love that's around you. And most importantly, have the love for yourself and understand yourself and know yourself and can trust yourself in the things around you. You don't need control because you're aligned. There's no need for control when you're aligned. So when you release that, that is a form of resilience. And lastly, my favorite, as you know, I am who I am, and I am very spiritual. The spiritual influences in our life really do mold and dictate the way that we're resilient in the world. Now, why does it do that? Because as human beings, psychologically, we, as social beings especially, partnered with that psychological, I mean, they kind of go hand in hand, right? But when we, as human beings, feel like we're alone, we hurt, we're in pain, we're not able to maximize who we really are and live in our full potential. You can only go so far alone, right? The sayings always go, you can only go so far alone. If you want to go farther, go together. And if you want to be able to grow spiritually, there kind of has to be an acknowledgement of something greater than you, because what is spirit but a connection or a piece of something greater, right? There is a piece of the whole that is within you, but you are a part of that greater whole, and that whole is you. And that is what's most important. It's not an actual whole, but it's the whole with a W, right? It's you are one whole piece. And even though you have a piece of that whole, that whole is, wholeness is you. And you can only create that wholeness within you by, once again, releasing the control, accepting change, and having secure relationships, creating trust, tolerance, and strengthening effects for stress. And you can only do that by having personal competence and understanding of self. So that is why these measurements are here for psychological resilience, or just for resilience in general. Now, there's different ways to take tests. There's different ways to measure this resilience. And I encourage each and every one of you, you know, take tests of resilience right now. You can look online. There's resilience tests. They're called PACES, P-A-C-E-S. They're resilience surveys that help you understand where you are when it comes to your resilience and where you can improve. Now, I encourage each and every one of you, once again, to not only do the work of research and take that test, but also further that work and continue to improve that resilience. Read books, self-reflect, journal, meditate. Have these conversations with yourself, with your inner child, with your inner being, and with spirit, and really surrender. Release that control. And it's so crazy for me even saying that, because like there's a part of me that's just like, bro, what the fuck are you talking about? Release, surrender, no control. What are you talking about? No, that's not how this works. But yes, it does. Because there's no need for control when you have trust. There's no need for control when you have love. There's no need for control when you have faith. There's no need for control when you have resilience. Now, let's talk about the resilience of each and every one of you thus far. First and foremost, you're here. You have overcome challenge after challenge. You have continued to thrive. You have continued to grow and expand. And whether you feel like you're just barely surviving or not, you're not. You're not just barely surviving, you're thriving. Because if you were barely surviving, quite honestly, you wouldn't be here. We're in a world right now where barely surviving just doesn't cut it. So if you're here, and if you're growing, and if you're expanding, you are doing just that by being here. You are growing and expanding, and you are exuding that resilience. Now, I say that because there's a lot of energy right now of doubt. There's a lot of energy of fear. There's a lot of energy right now of panic and uncertainty and not really knowing where the world is going to go. That's okay. Because at the end of the day, we're entering a part of humanity's history and our conscious journey that we haven't been through before, that we haven't endeavored before. And there's nothing wrong with that. Once again, we have to release that control, man. We have to be able to be resilient to what's going on in the world. We have to stay focused. And if you hear nothing else from this, hear those two words: stay focused. You got this. You've come this far. You've overcome all these challenges, and you didn't come this far to only come this far. Steve Harvey once said, "If you are currently going through hell, why would you stop there?" That's exactly it, right? If you're currently going through hell, and if you're just like, "Dude, this shit sucks. Like, life's not right." Why would you just stop? Why would you just give up there? Why would you not continue to push yourself harder and harder and really want to get out of that hell, to create that heaven for yourself and to create that place of love, of bliss, of happiness, most importantly, of peace? Why would you want to stop there? I know it's hard, dude. I know it's hard. I know you're tired. You have come so far. You have overcome so much. You have created and adapted and changed so much in your life already. We have overcome so many things in even this last decade since 2012 to now. And we continue to have challenge after challenge. We continue to be taught and strengthen our resilience time after time. I know it's hard. I know it's stressful. I know it's crazy. But you've come this far. Don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on who you are, because who you are is great. Who you are is incredible. Who you are is going to benefit and transform the lives of so many people. So many people that you don't even know yet. You don't know about them. You haven't heard them. You don't even know their name. They may not even be here yet on this planet. But you're going to change their lives because you have a story. You have a story and a journey of resilience. You have a journey that is inspiring, that is motivating, that is beneficial to mankind. You have an ability to tap in to resilience and to grit and to understanding that it's okay to release control. It's okay to not be in control all the time. It's okay to be worried. It's okay to be uncertain. But most importantly, it's okay to not know. And I think that that's a really big lesson for everyone in the world right now, is it's okay to not know. And for me, having a Virgo moon, I need to know everything. So it's a journey for each and every one of you, you know, or and myself included. I definitely don't want to exclude myself from this and say, I've got it figured out. I know what's going on. I have no fucking clue what's going on. I have no idea what's going on in the world. This shit is crazy. That's the one thing I can say, is I do know that this shit is crazy. But once again, the world is transforming. As society and as human beings, we are transforming. We as a consciousness are transforming. And in order to transform and in order to grow, and in order to enter our cocoon and turn into that butterfly, we have to shed that old skin. We have to shed that old shell of who we were as a society. We have to talk and get these things out. Now, as human beings, we often choose more violence than we do diplomacy and conversation. However, that's a reflection of conditioning as well. And that's a whole different conversation. But at the end of the day, you know, we have been conditioned to resort to these methods first rather than last. And diplomacy typically lasts after all the smoke's cleared, all the bullets are shot, all the missiles have been fired, if there's anyone to even have a conversation with after. And I say that to say, once again, this is a matter of resilience, because we have to release that control. We have to know ourselves. We have to learn ourselves as human beings and say, I know in my heart of hearts that's not right. My ego may want to portray and display this giant, massive entity that I think that I am in this third dimensional space, but I'm not. I am ethereal. I am ever-changing. I am the universe in current motion. I am the world. And each and every one of you are. You are the universe in current motion and in a physical state. You are a divine being, each and every one of us. Now, how we choose to use that power and that energy is completely up to us. But I honestly, truly believe that as we continue to experience this journey of what's going on in the world, as we continue to expand and talk and discuss the things that have gone on, maybe in the shadows or swept under the rug for far too long, we're going to have to get this all out. We're going to have some tougher conversations. But because of that, we're going to be more resilient. We're going to know and learn from what happened in the past. We're going to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And we're going to make sure that our future is better. Because resilience is passed down. The ability to have these coping mechanisms, these healthy, specifically coping mechanisms, to be able to have the ability to overcome these challenges and these stressors, that's passed down. Whether it be through genealogy, and if trauma can be passed down through genes, as can resilience. I do know that for a fact. If you are passing down that resilience, would that not mean that the future generations wouldn't have to experience it? Because they're already equipped in their mind and in their soul and in their heart to be able to identify what that energy is, to identify what that experience may be, whether that be through storytelling or teaching verbally or, you know, through a physical experience, or through, once again, genetics and through the heart and through the mental and through spirit. Regardless of what it is, this future generation will be more resilient. They won't make the same choices we did. They won't have the same issues we have, so long as we continue to discuss these things, so long as we continue to really develop our ability as a society to be resilient to negativity, because that's what it comes down to. It's, once again, stressors are going to be there, but what are the negative stressors? What are the things consistently creating conflict to no end, to where they don't feel as though they're fixed or don't feel as though they'll ever be fixed? What is that? What does that look like? So I once again say, you are doing just fine. To all the mothers out there, I am so proud of you, and you are an incredible mother. You are an incredible being, and you overcome so much challenge, so much trial and tribulation. And you are a beautiful, incredible, strong, and just loving, divine being. To all fathers, you are an incredible pillar of love, of knowledge, of comfort, of creation. And you have the ability, we as men have the ability, to change the social narrative of what we think men are, what a man is. Once again, through understanding ourselves, creating strengthening resistors to stress, to be able to accept change and secure relationships, to release the need for control, but most importantly, to have that alignment with our spiritual influences, we can change the way that the future men think about themselves, think about the world, think about the divine feminine, their counterpart, and to think of themselves and their own existence. So, once again, you're doing just fine. You are doing incredible. You are doing great. Each and every one of you, you're here, you're surviving, you're thriving, you're growing. And once again, you're not just surviving, you're thriving. At the end of the day, we have a choice. We have a choice of resilience, or we have a choice of panic, and we have a choice of fear. Fear will do nothing but cause debilitation, but cause stagnation, and cause a lack of growth, for lack of a better word. There is nothing beneficial that can come from fear, but through resilience, we can create a new world. Through resilience, you can create a new life. Through resilience and understanding who you are, what you're capable of, and who you're meant to be, and creating that life, you are able to set in a whole new experience and journey for the world, to create an entirely new process of narratives and a whole new schema of what society thinks that we're meant to do or who we're meant to be. Through being resilient in our own personal lives, we are able to teach resilience in the world and to our future generations. So once again, they don't have to experience these things. So allow this to be a message of love, but most importantly of motivation and inspiration. Don't you fucking stop going. Don't you fucking give up. Don't you quit. Don't you beg. Don't you stop. Stay focused. You are exactly where you're meant to be. You're doing exactly as you should. And if you feel like you're not, trust that gut and make those choices. Make those changes. Make that difference. Believe in yourself. You have every reason to. You are here for a reason. Have confidence in your purpose and in your why. And if you don't have it yet, search for it. But that search can only be within yourself. There is a choice that each and every one of us makes each and every day to be resilient or fearful. And I trust that as we continue to grow in these days and in these years and in this journey of human consciousness and in society, we will choose resilience over fear, and we will overcome these challenges not alone, but together. I love you. I wish you peace and blessings, love and light each and every day. I wish you strength. I wish you confidence. But most importantly, I wish you peace. I wish you surrendering. I wish you light. And I wish you the ability to understand and know that you are here for a reason and you have a power within you that can never be taken, that can never be destroyed. And you are capable of so much, so much in this world. And don't you ever forget it. I love you all. I wish you peace and blessings, love and light each and every day. And once again, let's have a wonderful day. Let's create a wonderful world. And let's build a beautiful life. Asher.